If you want to hang out in the virtual world this week, the place to be is the Electronic Entertainment Expo. It opens today at the Los Angeles Convention Center. E3, as it's called, is a showcase for the newest video game offerings from companies like Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft. Thousands of fans and creators, buyers, and industry insiders will have the opportunity to gawk and gossip. Among them is Stephen Kent, who writes about electronic entertainment for many publications and is the author of A History of Video Games. He says that the big thing this year is software.
Last year, everyone was excited to see what Xbox and GameCube would look like. This year, people know what they look like. Then the question is, what will they do?
So the games are the thing.
Yes, and that always makes for a much better show.
So tell us about that. What are some of the new games that you're seeing, and what are the new enticements?
Well, the game that really has me excited the most is Metroid Prime for the GameCube. You're inside the helmet of a female astronaut / space marine as she's traveling around a space station. And there's a lot of shooting, but there's also a lot of puzzle solving and exploration. And it takes a lot of strategizing and thought to get through this game.
What have you seen for PlayStation?
On PlayStation 2, there's a game called Sly Cooper and the Thievius Raccoonus, which is a fun platformer. It's a game where you're a raccoon that is trying to steal back a book that has been stolen from him called The Thievius Raccoonus. There's also a game called The Getaway, which has 48 miles or 48 kilometers of virtual London in it.
What about Xbox?
Xbox is, they've got a lot to prove right now, and they're doing a really good job of proving it. They've got a number of good, exciting-looking games coming out. There's a platformer called, when I say platform, these are adventure games. This one in particular is called Blinks the Time Sweeper. It's about a cat / janitor that is trying to save the world with a machine that lets him sweep time and rerun time.
What's at stake for the big three companies there, Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft?
This is part of the politics of E3. Sony began this E3 by declaring that the console wars are over. Their point being that they have now shipped 30 million consoles versus 3 or 4 million for their competition, because they had this 1 year head start. But interestingly, Nintendo was number two with the Nintendo 64 against the PlayStation, and yet Nintendo made much more money off the Nintendo 64 than PlayStation. So what's at stake right now is survival. Microsoft and Nintendo have to prove that they can take enough of the market to continue to run their business profitably.
What kind of revenues are we talking about here?
Well, last year was a $9 billion industry. So video games made more money than movies did in the box office. They made more money than professional sports. They were just a little less money than the music industry.
You've got the big three there, and they have a lot at stake. What's on the fringe? Are there upstart companies and kind of weird promotions?
Here's one for you. The U.S. Army is here this year. The U.S. Army has a game based on the Unreal Engine. It's a first-person shooter that's supposed to be an absolutely realistic simulation of what it's like to be in U.S. combat.
And this is the first time the military has brought one of its games there?
I think this is the first time the military has acknowledged that we exist.
Stephen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Stephen Kent is the author of The Ultimate History of Video Games. He's at the Electronic Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles.